Have you ever wanted to just go to somebody's house and have supper with them? And did you just... What?
And not have to cook it?
Well, we're all down there, but yeah. Did you just go and unannounced and unexpected and say, I'm here for supper? Have you ever done that? You have done that? Wow. I've never done that. And they fed you. Boy, that was just one lucky day. But generally, we don't go to somebody's house for a meal without an invitation, do we? In some circles, Lil, that might seem rude, but maybe not in your case. But sometimes as we want to go places and we want there, we need an invitation, don't we? And I think one of the greatest invitations that we experience every week is that Jesus invites us to meet around the table. And he doesn't tell us to bring a side dish because he is the course. He's every course of that meal. He's the food and he's the drink. That's who he is. And he invites us to come and be a part of that. The only thing as we sit around this table together and share in the fellowship of this meal, Jesus only asks one thing. As often as you come to this table at my invitation, do it remembering me. Remember that my Father loves you, and he proved it by sending me to die for you. And I rose again so that you might have hope, and I ascended to heaven on high at the right hand of the Father so that you will know that in Jesus Christ we have eternal salvation. And each week he invites us to meet around this table to be reminded of those very things. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you've extended each one of us an invitation, because every one of us knows that we are unworthy to put our feet under this table so many times. But that unworthiness was taken care of by your righteousness, by your blood, that makes us pure and clean and fit to be in your presence. And so we are told to come boldly into your presence. And we remember today as we partake of these emblems that it was you that made this possible. And so we thank you and we praise you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.